Welcome back to Sometimes It Buries You 2. This last podcast is going to include both bands from Saturday and Sunday from the 2014 Nelsonville Music Festival. I believe the 10th annual music festival. It was a busy time for me, so unfortunately I wasn't able to get as many bands on the last 2 days. But I've compiled what I got here into an episode of Stebby 2 for you. Thanks to everybody who helped out. I know Dave recorded some stuff for me. Thanks for those who spoke with me during interviews. Sad Noah couldn't be there to join me for Stebby. I think he's off having sex with 20-year-olds or something, as I understand it. Anyway, enjoy. We're going to start off with Motel Beds. Woo!
Don't let you share that. Michelle Betts from Dayton, Ohio. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
You guys doing all right?
I just want to say our band has a sort of obsession with Jenny's ice cream. Isn't it good? And I heard about it from Danny. I'm from Ohio, and I'm so happy to be here, but I heard about it from Danny first.
Danny first. Nice to meet you.
It was originally in Columbus, but now it's everywhere, and I'm going to get some later, you hear me? We're going to slow it down.
Be bullish. It's time for the No BS Brass Band.
This next song is our interpretation of a ballad. You already see. so we're from Richmond, Virginia.
Blessed be his name, Saint Rich.
The name of this song is You Ain't Worth the Night. The sun's going down, so we thought we'd play a song about night. This is a Halloween song.
You do to get through you, oh yes, it's possible.
Sunday is a very conflicting day for me. All of us want nothing more than to go to sleep. Probably you guys, too. I'm putting everybody in that category. It takes a lot out of you. But at the same time, the unfortunate thing about the festival ending in sleep means we all have to go back to the real world. I would just stay here, I think, at this point on Sundays for months and months if we could keep doing this. I don't know if it'd be financially viable, but to do this for another 9 months straight. But anyway, I digress. So I am going to make one last push. I'm going to be back here the rest of the afternoon announcing these last couple bands. I'm really excited to have you guys back here with us. His Golden Messenger will be coming up in a second, and then we have WVY and Wooden Indian Burial Ground as well. So if you missed either of those guys at any other point in the weekend, they're going to be rocking out back here. There's so much stuff here to mention that I want everyone to be sure to see before you leave, so I'm just going to try to hit it. If you haven't made it back to the No-Fi Cabin or the Gladden House back there, stop back for a minute. It's really worth experiencing. Those are the kind of things that make this place not like a lot of other festivals. It's a chance that even with 5,000 or 6,000 people at an event in the weekend, for you to be able to watch a band or a performer with about 20 other people or so, you know, that's something special. Same goes for all the kids' activities, the art vendors and everything else. You know, in between this last little bit of music, make sure to make the rounds and check out some of this stuff before you leave. And again, I want to thank all of our volunteers who are doing an awesome job this week. And if we can get a round of applause, those guys are busting their ass. They're doing about everything here. Stewart's Opera House has a full-time staff of 5 people and a 6th person that's a technical director. That's not enough people to put on a festival. So if it wasn't for all those folks, this wouldn't be happening. So thanks to all of them out there. This next act is one I was very excited. Every once in a while, you know, I find out sometimes, maybe slightly before all of you who's playing, but not much before sometimes. And I'll get an email saying, hey, here's the next round from Tim. Here's a couple more people that are coming. And when I saw His Golden Messenger was on one of those, I was pretty amped for that. Mike over here has played in a great band called Court and Spark years ago. He's put out a lot of great records under His Golden Messenger. And in, of course, the small world that sometimes is Ohio and music, we were talking about some old mutual friends as well. And I have to say, I love your t-shirt. So we'll go from there with that. Ladies and gentlemen, His Golden Messenger. Thanks a lot.
Hey, everybody. I'm happy to be here. Wish I didn't have to turn around and drive back to Durham. Some daylight.
not gonna dance. I'm not gonna dance. I'm not gonna dance until my ship comes in. Yeah, when my ship comes in. When my ship comes in. When my ship comes in, I'm gonna lose control.
Songs are sort of Bible songs, so it's a good thing I'm playing on Sunday.
Yeah. please break the chain. I could not this time around.
It's Ray Wiley Hubbard.
I wrote this next song with a young girl named Liz Foster. She's in this band called the Trishes there around Texas. And I never have written a song with a woman before. I read with, you know, Hayes and Slade and some of these other cats, but I never ever written with a woman. So anyhow, Liz said, we should write a song together. So I said, yes. Yes, we should, Liz. This would be an opportunity to look at the world through the perspective of a woman and then honor that viewpoint and see what that feels like and try to honor that viewpoint through music and lyrics. So we got together to write this song. I said, well, what about this for the first line of the song? And she goes, no, I don't think we want to say that. I said, well, what about this for the first line of the song? She goes, I wouldn't feel comfortable singing that line. I said, well, I'm trying here, Liz, to, you know, and I said, well, what about this? She goes, oh, no, we're not going to use that. At that point, I realized that if I was a woman, I would be such a slut. So we're out slug, but Tony has a lot more sensual than she sings.
Day four, Sunday, at the Nelsonville Music Festival.
It's hot.
It is very hot, but it's people are in a good mood still. They look a little tired, but still happy. Right?
Yeah, indeed. Justin Gordon's playing in the No-Fi Cabin.
Yeah.
But it's too crowded for us to get in and record.
Way too packed for us to even get close.
Yeah.
Which is good. Justin's great.
Yeah. So maybe next year you should come and see him play live, right?
He's also playing Casa tonight.
Well, I mean, by the time they hear this.
Well, I'm still saying.
Okay.
They're hosting him at Casa as well tonight.
Right.
So Justin is an Athens institution.
Sure. Agreed. So, yeah, did you have a good time this year?
I did. It was fantastic.
On your shoulders. Highlights?
Obviously, motel beds.
Yeah.
The mind-blowingness of Lou Barlow and Dinosaur Jr.
Yeah. Steve Gunn.
Steve Gunn was amazing. The men.
Yeah.
The men were definitely a highlight. Wooden Indian Burial Ground was very good.
They're going to play again.
I enjoyed W.V. White.
Yeah.
You know, I missed a lot of stuff on the main stage because the back porch stage was so good.
Yeah, it's true.
It's a stellar lineup of awesomeness on that back porch stage.
That's right. All right, so, there'll be another song or two here. Wrapping this up for the 2014 Nelsonville Music Festival.
Yeah, Weed Ghost.
Well, none of that this time. We played, but I didn't record it.
Weed Ghost.
Yeah. All right. Enjoy. We'll see you next year.
Clap at your computer or MP3 playing device for Valerie June.
Running on Tennessee time. Running on Tennessee time. There's a tap in my window that's bringing my dolly's diamonds up in Tennessee time. Houston's a hard town. New York's not for mine. Debbie
at Stewart's Opera House and all of our supervisors that work in each one of these areas at the festival. I want to thank our sound and technical crew. I want to thank Hocken College for letting us do this here. And all the volunteers, everyone that helps make this event happen. Like I said, it really does take a lot of people. We couldn't do this on our own. And I'm not going to list all of them because it's just it would literally be me here until the next Nelsonville Music Festival. And I, more importantly, too, want to thank all of you guys for keeping this thing going, because you can't keep doing this stuff if people don't want to come out and enjoy it. So a big round of applause for everybody who came out this weekend. This is our 10th one, and I hope that, you know, 50 years from now, I'm up here saying it's the 60th one. So I'll be realistic. I won't say, like, another 100 years from me, you know. So cheers. Last act on the porch stage for the 10th annual Nelsonville Music Festival. As I mentioned when I introduced these guys the other day, there's a lot of trials and tribulations in the voyage from Portland to Nelsonville for these boys. So be sure to make a loud noise and make them feel at home. And thank you all for coming out. Safe travels to everyone. Wooden Indian Burial Ground.
Hello. I'd like to dedicate this set to the guy in the gym shorts that was smoking a cigarette in the porta potty, because holy wow.
Thank you.
it's Sunday, and I'm in a refrigerated truck with Warren and John of Snowville Creamery. I almost fucked up even the name of your business. Jesus. So, how's your Nelsonville Music Fest going?
Well, we're chilling in the chilling truck.
Yeah?
It's always nice to have a chill place to go.
It's true. I was arguing earlier that you should charge people admission to come escape the heat and, you know, chill in the truck.
Well, you know, we're kind of all sharing everything here, but we do have limited resources. The maximum number of people in this truck at one time would be about a half a dozen, and then there's always a trade-off between numbers and time, you know. If we put six people in here every 15 minutes, you know, for half a day, we'd probably turn this place into a sauna. So we,
that's true.
We have to, you know, it's kind of like global warming.
You know, you just happened in here.
Yeah.
So, how about some highlights for you so far? Any acts in particular that blew you away?
Well, I was looking forward to see the Bottle Rockets today. Mm-hmm. All weekend and even like the last couple weeks when it was first announced that they were coming, because I've liked them for about 15 years, and this is my first chance to, well, I shouldn't say that. It's the first time I've seen them.
Right.
Let's leave it at that. And I was not disappointed, so yeah, Bottle Rockets.
Excellent. Yeah, yeah, I got here just in time to catch them today. How about you? Highlights?
Oh, golly. Pokey and Pokey...
Lafarge?
Lafarge. What an extraordinary visionary personality.
Yeah.
I feel like I've met Buddy Holly, you know, when he was 19.
All right.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Just terrific. So, and he's got some, he's got Will Rogers, Woody Guthrie, mm-hmm. sort of populist, common man, good leftist, yeah. revolutionary, you know, fits in well here at Southeastern Ohio.
And he drew a really nice crowd at the No-Fi Cabin as well. I thought they sounded great out there. I mean, you know, for no amplification, they were really belting it out.
Well, it was obvious that, you know, they're used to that. You know, dance halls, yeah. rest, you know, clubs, places where traditionally this music was done without amplification.
Right, right.
And boy, they were right at home.
Yeah.
They were right at home doing it that way. No problem.
So would you recommend everybody who's listening come next year?
Oh, absolutely. This is something that's being practiced.
Yeah.
Year after year.
10 years.
Better and better.
Yes, I agree. So, yeah, here's some more music. Enjoy.
You know, music fests depend on a lot of people, a lot of volunteers, a lot of artists, all the musicians, everybody here, but it needs a vision. And the person with that vision that, rambled around about 11 years ago is Tim Peacock. So I want to hand over the stage to him right now. Give it up, ladies and gentlemen, Tim Peacock.
Give it up for Dave Barry. Every year I come out here sort of begrudgingly because I get real terrified standing up here. And, thank you. And I get a little nervous and I get a little emotional. So, because a lot of people work their asses off for months and months and months to make this party happen. And we can't, there's no way to thank them all individually. It's impossible. It's just impossible. But you should know that I know how much everybody works on this, and you all should give them all a huge round of applause. There's over 450 volunteers who work over the weekend and all early in the week. We'll be here tomorrow. We'll be here on Tuesday. We'll be here tonight till midnight cleaning up. If anyone wants to stay, you're welcome to. And people just work without asking for anything more than a damn T-shirt. So let's give it up for all the volunteers. Many of you standing right out there in front of me. Dave mentioned our zero waste program here, which we partner with Rural Action. And it's actually like receiving national attention because a lot of music festivals, people out, what did someone call it? Clamping? We're here having fun, we're being entertained, but you folks are like conscious and aware, and we're like not consuming more than we need to, and we're diverting all that stuff, and we're actually setting examples nationally on how music festivals can be run. Yeah, it's awesome. It's awesome. Of the stuff that was consumed here is not going to the landfill, which is amazing. It really is sort of mind-blowing when you start to think about it. I don't know how many trash bags it will end up going to the landfill, but for 7,000 people over 5 days, creating less than a dumpster load of trash bags is amazing. It's amazing. So thank you all for that. Kyle O'Keefe heads our zero waste program, and we were hoping to bring him and all the zero waste volunteers on stage so we could thank them personally, and it didn't happen. But if you see Kyle or any of those folks digging through the trash with rubber gloves, literally sorting every piece of garbage and recyclable with their hands, please thank them. Tell them thank you. I also want to say a big thank you. I'll try to be brief. I'm already going too long. A huge, huge, huge thank you to Hocking College, this campus that we are standing on. And where the campground is, Hocking College has done nothing but support this event in every way possible by helping us hook up our food vendors to electricity, by having their grounds crew mow the grounds, and we work with them for months. It's a great partnership for the Nelsonville Music Festival, and we couldn't do it without Hocking's support, so thank you, Hocking College. Stewart's Opera House and Stewart's Opera House Board of Directors, as you all know, this festival is run by a nonprofit, Little Old Historic Theater, that is in downtown Nelsonville. Stewart's Opera House staff, my friends, my family, give them a big round of applause. I don't know if Dan Prince, Emily Prince, Brian Costco, Ellie Dudding, and Terry T-Bone McCauley, and Jeff Swart, and Joe Gilkey. And then that's just the top of it. But they are key to all of this happening. So give those folks a thank you. All right, I hate these speeches. I know if you guys want, like, get the music on, get the music here. Thank you. I love you all too. Thank you to our sponsors, and thank you all for actually, we've had no major crises with the law, no major crises. I'm serious. There's 7,000 or 8,000 people here over the weekend, and that's hard to accomplish. So thank you for behaving and not being assholes. Thank you. Thank you for, like, when you see someone misbehaving, you remind them not to. It is you for keeping us policed. So thank you for that. I appreciate it so much. This festival was a great success. We finally had 4 glorious days of weather. So let's finish it off. These guys played here a few years ago. They played Stewart's Opera House in the past. They played Arts West for us in Athens, Ohio, to about 60 people because no one knew who they were yet. And now they're one of my favorite bands, and they've become friends over the years. Make a loud, loud, loud Nelsonville Music Festival noise for Shovels and Rope.
here. It's particularly special for us to get to come back to this festival because we kind of feel like, in the big scheme of things, the good people of Stewart's Opera House and in Nelsonville and in Athens and maybe the state of Ohio gave us a little bit of our start, you know. We used to wander across the country into the desolate middle where nobody knew who we were, and somehow, whether it was Chillicothe or Toledo or Cleveland or Cincinnati or Nelsonville or Athens, we always found a soft place to fall and some true love to keep us going on the way. And so before we start out, we just want to thank you personally for that. Oh, be joyful.
Rock Road until you reach that coast. Let your pretty mama go.